Finally, today, as we wrap up this special broadcast from WDET in Detroit, you talk back to us, Detroiters only, please. Just for fun, our hosts here at member station WDET reached out to listeners through various social media channels to tell us, in 25 words or less, what the rest of the country should know about Detroit. We received a ton of responses, and here is a small sample.
Hi, this is Sue Majeski. They call me Suma from the east side of Detroit. The current creative energy in the city of Detroit and its suburbs offers an opportunity of unparalleled excellence. Get involved and see the fabulous ideas taking shape. Come and be a part of it. We'd love to have you.
Thank you, Suma. Another listener, Noah Stevens, is a photographer who shoots portraits of everyday residents of Detroit. He summed up his thoughts in 15 words, saying, quote, "The People of Detroit Portraiture Project proves not everyone in Detroit is an abandoned building," unquote. Noah, we hear you. And staying with the theme, our final comment suggests that we visit some of the most vibrant buildings in Detroit, the theaters.
Hi, this is John Luther, and I am a director and choreographer, and I live in Metro Detroit. So here in 25 words or less, Detroit equals theater. The Fisher, the Masonic, the Opera House, the Gem, Detroit Rep, Mosaic, the Baldwin, the Ringwald, the Century, the Fox, the Music Hall. So, Michelle, next time you're in Detroit, take advantage of our vibrant theater scene. Thanks.
Well, John, I appreciate that, but where are my tickets? If you came to D.C., I would hook you up. So next time I'm in Motown, come correct. And speaking of Motown, what better way to end the program than with a tune straight out of Hitsville, USA, Stevie Wonder's jam from 1966, Uptight. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. We'll be back at our home base in Washington, D.C.